Let's stimulate.
Let's
people
do
that
it.
Are at it and into it. Secrets of creating the culture of innovation that is so much a part of the Good Day program. 80% of people who are running businesses say that everything is growing so complex that it demands new ways of thinking. And we're going to apply that to what's going on in the world of supermarkets and shopping and food, et cetera, as we welcome in our friend Phil Lempert, who is the supermarket guru. And he has, as usual, important things, the information that's necessary on this recall of meats, probably a good place for us to start, Phil, what people, and you and I sometimes argue a little about, or we don't argue, we disagree on things like the incursion of big businesses, agribusinesses and stuff, and what, in my opinion, especially as presented by this circumstance, is an unnecessary romp into the land of drugs and things that are used on animals. And I think that the reason that we have the problem we do at the moment is because the unbridled use of all of these antibiotics has created a mess. We may or may not agree on that, but that's how I read it. How do you read it, more importantly?
I think it's about cheap food. I don't think it's about antibiotics. I don't think it's about anything except the fact that we as consumers and the
did I cause you to choke
there,
a little? Were you choking? Excuse me. Okay. Well, that's all right. Bye. Please keep going.
That's okay. I think it's about cheap food.
Yeah.
That, again, all this almost 400,000 pounds is going to Walmart. Mm-hmm. Walmart keeps on pushing their vendors
to have the cheapest price possible.
Mm-hmm. And that's the problem.
Yeah. So Walmart really is the problem.
Well, not
the
only
fact that
Walmart,
they can be
but
the success story that they are based on
deli
what
meat.
Want. Yeah.
Come on. There's no reason that in deli meat, which is cooked, there should be any problem.
Well, there are all kinds of preservatives in there. Who knows what is used to preserve
that's helpful. The preservatives that are in there are supposed to keep away the bacteria.
Yeah, unless they're in the meat before it gets preserved. Right?
Hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, right. Do we have a...
I agree.
Maybe I need to dismount, regroup, and attack from the rear. Let's see if we have a little connection conundrum here in a moment. Phil is usually right on, spot on, so I want to make sure that we have all the right connections here. We'll talk about Easter egg safety in a moment, and we also have, it's interesting, because there's a lot of focus today at DougStephan.com on French fries. Why that is, we'll let you know about that in a moment as Good Day continues.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game, console, or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
All right, now we have it all put together. 800-510-8255. Lots of things before us as Phil discusses a lot of the things that you need to know about what's available shopping-wise. Go to supermarketguru.com. What's the latest from Food Sense, the TV PBS series? You've done the breakfast, and now when do we expect lunch?
Well, we're actually going to start production this fall, and Breakfast has now aired over 700 times on different PBS stations around the country.
Cool.
So, yeah, so it's good.
Good. It is good. All right. So we have a focus. One of the things that we carry every day at DougStephan.com is some info from you that's important for shoppers. We have featured some Easter egg safety tips. And because you are brought to us courtesy of the folks at the Easter Egg,
Easter Egg Board, no.
American Egg Board. Yeah. The American Easter Egg Board.
Exactly. And you're still working on your costume, right?
I am, as a matter of fact. Okay. Phil's big on me dressing up as the Easter Bunny, Jennifer.
Oh,
wants
you'll
me
be
to
cute.
Be the Easter
yeah,
Bunny.
Yeah, right. I think you'll be great.
All right. All right, so what Easter egg safety tips do we need to keep on the top of our mind? And in terms of eggs for Easter, they're great any time. But there are, as Easter's around the corner, there are eggs and then there are eggs. You can visit Walgreens this week, in fact, where you'll get two free one-night Redbox DVD rentals when you buy two cartons of eggs. Easiest way to make hard-cooked eggs, go to incredibleegg.org. So what are they offering for Easter safety items that are important?
Well, probably number one is for people to recognize, and I know, Doug and Jennifer, you're going to make fun of what I'm going to say, but when you color eggs, make sure you hard-boil them first. Yeah. There's still a lot of people out there.
Yeah. Big you know, tip,
who,
yes.
Yeah, big tip, who forget about doing that. And also, I mean, we've been getting tons of emails, which is why we put this up on DougStephan.com, on how to hard-boil an egg properly, because people typically just throw the eggs in a, you know, in a pot, they boil them, and they say that's it. But there's a big difference on how to hard-boil eggs. So first of all, what you want to do is put them in a saucepan that just has the eggs in a single layer, and then add cold water to them and cover them by about 1 inch, and then heat them over high heat to just boiling. When it starts to boil, then you want to move the eggs off the burner and then cover them and let them sit there in the water for about 15 minutes, and that's the perfect way to make hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah.
I like
that. And that's what it's all about. So a lot of this is the business about eggs and Easter. One goes together with the other, and so there are a lot. Any danger? I wonder if there's ever a danger of us coming up short when it comes to the number of eggs that we need. Easter time puts the biggest press on the availability of good, fresh eggs. Do you think there's any problem people getting all the eggs they need?
Because the egg producers know when Easter is.
Uh-huh.
Just to give you some idea.
That's clever.
It's amazing.
Yeah. 164 million eggs were purchased for Easter last year. So they know it's coming.
There it is. All right. So a couple of other things that have been featured this past week at Phil Lippert's box, the Supermarket Guru box at DougStephan.com. I think it was Friday. There's a focus on food and diabetes. What was that? Mm-hmm. What's that connection?
Well, the biggest problem that we have in this country is diabetes. And when we talk about the healthcare problem and everything else, people are just not getting it. And, you know, it used to be called adult onset diabetes. Now it's called type 2 diabetes because we don't want to shame our kids, our teenagers who have adult diabetes. You know, and the problem is about half the people who have diabetes don't know that they've got diabetes or are not eating properly or treating it. So diabetes is this huge problem that we have in this country. And when we talk about from a healthcare standpoint, from, you know, political standpoint, if this goes unchecked and untreated, we're really, you know, headed for disaster.
It's really, it is extraordinarily sobering. I was having a conversation with somebody over the weekend about what it is that makes, that sends people off on this trip, because there's so much information available now. It is everywhere. Literally, when you can't turn any place and not see someone who's into health and diet and fitness and that sort of thing. But likewise, you turn and there are people who are obese, all ages. And I think to myself, I wonder what in the world these people are thinking. You see these big, you know, and some folks have a problem because there's a thyroid, sometimes a medical thing. But I don't know.
Seldom. And if you look at diabetes, again, if you just lose about 7% of your weight, you can, you know, avoid diabetes. There's now 79 million people who are pre-diabetic in this country.
Yeah. Incredible.
This is horrible.
Incredible. All right. The Facebook page, DougSteffen.com, Facebook stuff. We had a discussion on Friday about grilling. Because this business began to surface on Friday about meat, I'm thinking, okay, let's, if everybody wants to, because it's springtime, crank open the grill and let's start cooking outside. So we asked people to give us suggestions on grilling non-meat food, and there were lots of people, a lot of corn on the cob here, Jennifer.
Yeah,
wrapped
that was a big winner.
Tia said chop up potatoes into quarter pieces. Red potatoes are best with carrots and onion, garlic, a little salt. And that
what about
sort of
fish? What about fish?
Well, that's another thing.
We're talking about well, that's true. I guess fish
non-meat.
Is a meat, right?
Fish is a flesh, but not a
fish
meat.
Fish is fish.
Yeah. A lot of people were trying to get us off of this and talk about barbecue. You can barbecue veggies, I guess. But, yeah, fish is something that you can easily do, and it's not any more difficult than anything else, Phil, right?
You just wrap it in aluminum foil, put it on the grill, and, you know, it comes out perfect every time.
Yeah. It's like almost a no-brainer. Another one of those things. Now, well, let's for a second go back to the meat. Cheap fish, is there such a thing as just fish is fish? But I mean, there are different types of fish. But can you pay less for certain types of flounder that come from some areas versus flounder that comes
absolutely,
from someplace else?
Absolutely. 65% of our seafood now comes from China.
Oh, my God.
So you want to read the back of the label, the country of origin labeling, see where it says made in China or produced in China.
Produced in China.
Chinese fish is going to be, you know, 30 to 40% less, but, you know, who wants glow-in-the-dark fish?
Right.
It's pretty to look at.
Only if you're lost. All right, so Wendy's has created its new natural-cut fries with sea salt. Introduced them. Now they're promoting it. Their product development team finds a way to leave potato skins on and make them crispier. And so our poll today,
they
Doug Steffen, who has the best food fries, fast food fries? McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Jack in the Box, Hardee's, In-N-Out, others. What do you think, Phil, quickly on this? Is there a better fry?
No.
No, there's not.
None. I mean, they're all covered with either dextrose, some kind of sugar. And the best fries are the ones that are actually fried in lard.
Lard.
Those
okay,
are the ones
taste,
that taste
right.
the best.
Phil Leppard, the SupermarketGuru.com. Thanks, Phil.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityC-Energy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinitySeaEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Flash backup.
What do you do? What's the story of Irene? Give us a nutshell story of Irene's life.
I'm a retired stand-up comic.
Are you?
Cool.
I didn't know comics were usually able to retire.
I'm independently wealthy. I made no money when I was a comedian.
Oh, well, there you go. And are you available, Irene?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, listen, I just thought I'd ask because a lot of people might want to know, you know.
You wanted to know.
No, I wasn't interested. I just wanted to know for the benefit of the audience.
He doesn't have one in Tucson, so he's looking, you know, set up shop just in case he makes the trip.
Let me think about it. I mean,
you are pathetic. This has to be the feeblest pickup attempt that I have ever encountered.
Come join us,
Doug
Stepman's good day.
Tax day. Yeah. All right, so here's our 2020 tax quiz. You ready?
I'm ready.
Everybody ready?
Ready.
The IRS sends out how many billion pages of forms and instructions every year? I'll give you a hint.
A lot.
If they were late. That's hint number one, a lot, yeah. Hint number two, if they were laid end-to-end, they would stretch 28 times around the earth.
Ugh.
28 times around the earth. And the earth is 25,492 miles at its core at the equator. All right? So I don't know how math, but I want a number that represents billions to the nearest billion. How many billion pages of forms and instructions are sent out by the IRS? This is, hello, how many trees? Well, you hear the number. You don't know what the number is. 800-510-8255. Unbelievable. And then at least, you know, some of the stuff comes back in the electronic filings. I mean, you get a lot of stuff online for sure. This last year, how many billion pages of forms and instructions were sent out? 800-510-8255 for our swell prize. I will tell you that let me give it to you in terms that maybe help you a little bit. I don't know. This is an innocuous number. It takes 300,000 trees to produce the paper for all these IRS forms.
Oh, my gosh.
300,000 trees. Right? The American taxpayer spends $200 billion a year to comply with the tax laws. Imagine, it's incredible. 5.4 billion hours of working to comply with the tax rules. The IRS has 114,000 people, twice as many as the CIA and five times more than the FBI.
Something is so wrong with that.
64% of you hire a professional to get the return done.
I do.
That's how complicated and damnable this all is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Taxes will eat up about 30, depending on where it all goes. I mean, I'm talking about food, clothing, shelter, all of that stuff. You spend more money on taxes than you do food, clothing, and shelter combined. All right?
Wow.
And the number is somewhere between 38% and 44% of one's, 38% and 41% of the average family's income. Right?
We always say if you had to pay it in a big check, you wouldn't be so happy about it.
800, exactly. 800. If you looked at your deductible on your check, if you get paid a salary or a check every week or 2 weeks or every month, look at what you are kicking in terms of taxes withholding. All right, so here's the question again. The IRS sends out how many billion pages of forms and instructions? A number in the billions. What is the number? The closest number, I mean, you got to pick a number from, you know, how many. If I give you too many hints, it makes it too easy. But what's the number? How many billion pages of forms? If you want to win the swell prize, 800-510-8255. You have Celine Dion in that Rain Tax. Isn't that the song is called Rain.
Rain Tax.
Rain Tax. Peter Greenberg, you're stranded in an airport. What do you need to rebook a flight? Let's find out. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. All right, you're stranded at the airport, and you now have to rebook your flight. What do you do? Well, instead of yelling at an airline employee or beating on the kiosk, that's my favorite thing to do, follow my tips to avoid a major meltdown. The fact is, there really is a caste system at the airport, so it pays to join the airline's loyalty programs. Passengers with elite status are often given priority. Then you need to be a contrarian traveler. Change your connection to a hub with better weather or an alternate airport known to stay open. My favorite example in New York is the airport in Islip, Long Island, which tends to stay open long after Kennedy and LaGuardia close. Then get creative with your routing. When travelers were trying to return to the U.S. from Japan, my advice was to double back by flying west through Hong Kong, Taiwan, or Bangkok, and then head east. And if you've got a trip you can't miss, a reputable travel agent can often save the day. The trick is to find one that has a 24-hour hotline so you can have help in case of an emergency or delay. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip. As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through TravelGuard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning-fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Secret to a happy day, a diamond day. Today can be your diamond day, Jennifer.
I would like that. I love diamonds.
Power, help, another great American moment or two or three or four. Hopefully we're sharing those with you today. 33 past the hour. We're talking a little about taxes and an effort to have you put it all into perspective. I have asked how many pages of forms and instructions are sent out every year by the IRS. It is amazing how much we look at all of this stuff, these numbers, the Gettysburg Address is 269 words, Declaration of Independence, a 1,300-word document, the Bible is 773,000 words, the tax law is, 7,400,000 words.
Wow.
All right, let's see. About the time a man is cured of swearing and other income taxes due. You know how men try to break the habit? Women are becoming pretty vocal about all this as well. So, let's see if we can come up with the right number here. 800-510-8255. Adrian, El Paso. How are you, sir?
Hello, Doug. Good morning.
Good morning to you. What do you think that number is?
I believe it's $4
billion. $4 billion is too low.
Too low.
Astoundingly low, in fact. All right? That's what is so over the top about this. That number is way low. Adrian, thanks for trying, though. Jeff's in Iron Mountain, Michigan. What do you think the number is? How many billion pages of forms?
We have 11,235,000,000 sheets of forms.
All right. You sound very...
detailed number.
Where'd you get that number?
Well, 25,492 miles circumference times 8, that gives you a number of miles. Multiply by 5280, that gives you a number of feet around the Earth 8 times. And times 12 inches gives you the number of inches around the Earth.
I'm lost already.
Wow.
And then you divide by the height of a sheet of paper, which is 11 and a half inches.
You know, you are not messing around.
You sound like a gentleman I know who is the vice president for business affairs at Heidelberg in Tiffin. Should I recognize that voice?
No, not me. No, I'm not a gentleman.
Yes, you are. Come on, is this Rick Raymond? Come on, tell me the truth.
No, I'm not. My name is Jeff, and I'm just a math major, and I'm retired.
Really? So,
I love it. Look at you go. We have to give you a prize just for doing the math, because that's ridiculous.
Well, the math out that way, the number, this is the thing that's so astounding about this.
Okay.
Last year, the number was between 8 and 9 billion pages of forms.
Okay.
In 1 year, you're pretty close. It's between 10 and 11 billion. So I would give credit to 10 or 11, but it's so astounding. Jeff, can you even imagine? I mean, you've done the numbers, and I laud you for being creative and thinking this through. We need more people to think this sort of thing through. But when you get to the number, it's so astounding, we become numb to it.
You can't imagine.
I mean, you can't imagine.
No.
Well, yeah, I know. Not only that, where I live, there used to be two papermaking plants. Now there's one, but I mean, you know, and those things run continuously.
We've gotten away from paper
all the time.
Yeah, but supposedly we're away from. I use a heck of a lot less paper than I used to.
Oh, sure, me too.
Still, the IRS, as usual, the government has got its head up its butt. So instead of using less paper because we have all these things at our disposal, they use more, and it's swell.
Great. And the post office can't make money by mailing all that stuff. They got to price themselves correctly, huh?
Right. Yep. You're right about that. We're going to put you in charge. Jeff for president, ladies and gentlemen.
I vote for you,
the next president of the United States, Jeff from Iron Mountain, Michigan. Congratulations,
Instead
sir.
Instead of wars, we'll have math bees.
Right.
Thank you.
That's the best way of doing it. Right.
Okay.
Can you, by the way, numbers in Arabic are the same, right? Math is math.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, right. Okay.
No, our numbers are Arabic.
Yeah, they are. You know, that's right. They are. That's why
for
they
sure.
call them. They call them Arabic numerals.
That's right.
That's right. I forgot about that. Is that
yeah, you
fifth
can't
grade?
You can't do it the same. You can't do it the same way as the Roman.
No.
No, that's right.
Isn't that well? The Romans are the abacus is the Roman way of figuring it out, right?
The abacus.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that came from the Orient.
Oh, did it? So what did I forgot that part of it. I thought that the Arabicus was used by the Romans. What was the Romans' tool?
Well, it all depended on how many fingers were remaining after they came out of the Colosseum.
It's got a good sense of humor, too. All right, hold on. Are you sure this isn't Rick Raymond?
No, it's not Rick Raymond.
All right, hold on a minute. Thank you, Jeff. That was good. Good exercise, right? Can you believe
it? I liked it, yeah.
Can you believe this foolishness, this nonsense?
It's a lot of paper.
People who complain about their income taxes are divided into two classes, men and women. I know that we have a little tax.
Yeah, dogs there. Have not started complaining, right. I don't think, but they will.
Nothing has done more to stimulate the writing of fiction than the itemized deduction section of the income tax form. Let's see here. If you want to get even with the income tax people, get Junior to work out your tax return using the new math.
Oh.
There you go. Right?
Are you an itemized deduction guy?
I have my tax return is about the same size as your telephone book.
Wow.
When Stuart's all done with it, the thing that I have long since thought, and he taught me this certainly, if you answer questions before they ask them, then they don't have to ask them.
That's true. Give them more information.
And there's nothing worse than getting a letter in the mail that has the IRS return address.
Oh, yeah.
That's a horrible, horrible feeling.
I've only gotten one, knock on wood, and it wasn't my fault.
It's a lousy. Yeah, I know, but it doesn't make a difference. It's still a lousy feeling. All right, 20 minutes before the hour, so get the answer to that. He took care of that. In a moment, I will memorialize the midnight ride of Paul Revere. A couple of quick things from DougStephan.com today that you might want to be aware of. And I had earlier talked about, actually, do we have our official? We have our official Doug Stephan, what's new at DougStephan.com.
Oh, there we go. I love that one. Oldie but a goodie.
I was talking about Wendy's and the new natural cut fries that are there. I thought maybe people ought to know, Jennifer, about the integrity of the ingredients.
Not that great. Not that natural, huh?
Well, people say they want good stuff, like the things that their grandmother would have used. But if you actually analyze what's in all of these oils, it's like a bad day at the chemistry lab.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going for more expensive things to make fries better for you, the natural cut that is at Wendy's, for example, The potatoes are not steamed, which happens with some. And they say they don't do that because they want the skins to stay on. If you steam,
right,
skin's
the skins
come on.
Make them look healthy for
right,
some reason.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the natural or no, I don't know, that's natural, no natural. Fries are sprayed with sodium acid pyrophosphate, which is a chemical that prevents them from turning brown in the frying oil. One's at the factory, the other one's at the store. Because they're already cooked when they come from the factory. Wendy's and all the fast food chains, they get all the food shipped in from one central location.
Right, you just kind of drop it in the...
You drop it in the fryer and that's
fryer
it.
Fryer or whatever. Uh-huh.
Wendy's frying oil is doused with, oh my God, if I can pronounce this, dimethylpolycyoxane, which is a silicone-based chemical that helps keep the vegetable oil from getting foamy after about 89 jillion rounds of frying.
Foamy makes me want to cringe.
Yeah, I'm really surprised. Now, usually we think of Wendy's being a cut above, if you'll pardon the pun.
And you know what? It probably is, but it's still not great.
No, it isn't. If you want the story behind the story, it's at DougStephan.com. And the question again remains, who has the best fast food fries? Is it A, McDonald's, B, Burger King, Wendy's is C, Jack in the Box is D, Hardee's or Carl's Jr., same firm, is E, In-N-Out Burger? My son would tell you that that's their
It is
the
pretty
best.
Yummy. Yeah. And that's kind of fresh. You can watch them make everything.
Yeah, right. And there are a couple of other options there as well. But that's one of the things that's new at DougStephan.com. Of Donald Trump, you thought the following, because that was our poll over the weekend. What do you think of Donald Trump? 26% of you said he's just trying to drum up ratings for his TV show. 23% have said, what's that with the hair? 22% of you who responded to DougStephan.com said, I don't trust him. 16%, another aging, rich, white guy. And only 13% said you'd vote for him, which I don't know if that's enough or not. The general polling
He's making announcement
done.
On announcement. Did you hear that?
Announcement on announcement. What, today?
Yeah, someday. I think someday this week. He's making an announcement on an announcement.
Yeah, he's going to make the announcement on the last of the, on the season finale of The Apprentice. So that they can maximize the ratings, and he's going to run.
The reason NBC wants him to sign an extension for Celebrity Apprentice, and he's refusing because he might be up to something big.
No.
No.
Really?
I think he should do it during his presidential election, and the celebrities can help him on his campaign.
Keep the Celebrity Apprentice going for, what, another 10 weeks or whatever it is?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It does. Goes through May sweeps.
Yeah. All right, so keep it going in the summertime. All right, anyway, that's the story on the Donald. The story on your health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, joining us for a conversation about what's going on in the world of medicine. Your Daily Dose is next here on Good Day.
Joe, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at safelight.com. No one makes replacing a windshield easier. Plus, she loved how SafeLight emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-card discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's springtime and the weather is getting warmer. Now is a perfect time to think about springing into good health with high-quality vitamins and supplements. Registered dietitian and Nature Made spokesperson Chris Rosenblum explains.
Dietitians agree that people have nutritional gaps in their diet. Vitamins and supplements are a good way to bridge these gaps, but it's important to seek high-quality brands that meet the highest standards of purity and potency. I always tell consumers to look for national brands like Nature Made that are rigorously tested and verified by third-party public health organizations such as the United States Pharmacopeia, which sets criteria for supplement quality standards. This spring, try Nature Made Super B Complex with a combination of essential B vitamins that work together with food to help produce energy and keep you active. In addition, taking a daily multivitamin like Nature Made Multicomplete can help fill nutrient gaps and keep you healthy so you can make the most of the warmer weather.
For more information about quality vitamins and supplements and to take a vitamin assessment, visit naturemade.com. This is John Hedlund reporting.
All right, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 14 before the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here in an effort to give you the right information about what's going on. Some very important info. Last week we highlighted alcohol and its connection to cancer. There's some more news about that, important news about the rest you're getting or not, and the connection between the economy and suicide rates. Some of those things are highlighted at DougSteffens.com, which you can check out. Dr. Ken brought to you today by the folks that make Digestive Advantage. They are the same people who are responsible for Sustanex, a company that really is great when it comes to probiotics, when it comes to helping your intestinal integrity. Before, Digestive Advantage used to be just for irritable bowel syndrome, but now there are several different things that it can be used for. And it's easy because when you go to the digestive section of the drugstores, of the super centers, the big box stores, CVS, Walgreens, Target, places like that, you can find these different choices. Why would one pick a certain type of Digestive Advantage product over another one, Ken?
You're going to rev up your immune system, and there's a lot of different probiotics out there. But why not get the combined benefits of helping your immune system and also getting rid of all these tremendous digestive symptoms that the doctors can't get rid of with traditional medications? The folks at Sustanex have added helpful enzymes that can get rid of specific problems of the digestive tract, and there's a product for just about each problem you have in your digestive tract.
Yeah, and there are plenty of people who have lactose intolerance problems. Plenty of people have gas problems. You have intensive bowel support that's needed. Digestive Advantage combines probiotics with a lot of other helpful things. These enzymes are very powerful. And you know what? It's so affordable. Digestive Advantage is available for about one-half to one-third what the other companies that are doing the same basic thing, not as well, are charging. 30-day supply of Digestive Advantage is under $10. More affordable and better. Why wouldn't you want to rush out and get it and have it handy by all the time? Because there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions of you that have a problem with this. And so this is a great, 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 great way for you to address it. Digestive Advantage products available, as I said, in the super centers and the drug stores everywhere. All right, so Ken, a lot of alcohol stories today. As a matter of fact, we're carrying a story at DougSteffens.com suggesting alcohol can impair part of the brain, but another part of the brain that's involved in learning apparently is aided by alcohol. And you've done a lot of research or seen a lot of research in this past week about alcohol and it being a cause of cancer. Now there's a connection of alcohol. If your parents are alcoholics, what does that say about you?
News out this morning, Doug, breaking is that alcoholic parents may actually predispose kids to drinking problems, and it seems that the link is even stronger for female children.
Females, look out if parents are alcoholics. So in my case, my mother was an alcoholic. But I have sworn off. But I think if you're addictive and there's addictive stuff in your system, it's genetic, and there are other things that you can become addicted to. If it's not alcohol, who knows? It could be any number of things, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's an addictive personality. It definitely is a specific brain type, and all of these different things can be a problem for an individual.
All right, the
like
news
farm
on
work, Doug.
What'd you say, Jen?
You can be addicted to farm work.
I could be, yeah, exactly. Or radio.
Radio work.
All right, odd shifts and your health. What's the story on that, Ken?
Well, this is interesting news. It seems that people who work odd shifts of the day, especially changing shifts, can be even worse. But when you work odd shifts, you're fighting your natural body clock. There are hormones in the body that get secreted in the morning when you're not waking and sleeping during what is considered normal times, especially with light and darkness. This can affect the body and over time can predispose to illness.
All right. Connection of economy and suicide. There's some new stuff on that at DougSteffens.com. Any big story, any big piece of that?
If the worse the economy, the more the suicide there is. This is confirmed in a big study.
All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Hi, it's 53 after now on the Good Day program. Here's Haley Mills from the Parents. I remember this. I love this song. Crank this up, will you, Michael? She wouldn't mess up the Star Spangled Banner.
No way.
No. Even though she's British. This is from a movie called The Parent Trap. All right, you want to blow your mind?
Yes.
Haley Mills is 65 today.
Oh, my gosh.
She sang this when she was like 18 or something. Chuck Curry, you've seen this. Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments. You have to have seen this. Everybody has seen this at one point in their lives. Maybe you should be showing this to your daughter. What do you think?
It's been a long time since I've seen that film. I'm probably more shocked at the remake with Dennis Quaid and Lindsay Lohan than I was with that one.
Yeah, yeah, another... A couple of there, they belong together. Those two,
aww.
They deserve each other. Anyway, Haley Mills. We actually, Michael, you should keep that song around. We can use that as a unifier. We love these unification songs.
Yeah,
let's get together. Song. What do
let's
you say?
Together.
We can have a swing in time.
Way to young up our demo.
Tomorrow. Yeah, run that back. Michael's gonna have me run it by Rich. Let's get together. What do you say? We can have a swing in time. Maybe this would be the end of it because Richard won't let me play it. All right, anyway, actually, box office totals.
Actually, Doug, Dennis Quaid's about 55, and I think he looks pretty good.
Quaid?
I saw him at the airport. I rode a plane with him. He is not looking too bad.
Dennis,
very skinny.
But the brother, Randy, he's looking a little.
Randy Quaid's crazy.
Yeah, he is crazy. Okay, so anyway, Haley Mills, 65 today. We get to our contest now, and then we celebrate with the contest the birthday of another actor. You'll have fun with this. And then box office totals. First, though, here is the first clip from the movie we're going to ask you to try to identify.
Now you see that evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
My favorite.
Excuse me. All right. Next clip.
Classic.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders?
Yep.
Chicken.
That's my favorite line from that movie. 800-510-8255. Silly stuff. Great stuff. If you know what the movie is and you haven't won before in Movie Moments, help yourself to 800-510-8255 of the prize. Here's your last clip.
What the hell am I looking at? When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're at now now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
So stupid.
All right, now you could show this to your daughter. Would she not get it because the humor is adult humor, do you think?
Yeah, she's still 5 and a half. She's still into horror movies, Doug. Give it time to tell her.
Right, exactly.
That's
I know,
right.
Yeah.
If it doesn't have blood, he doesn't want to hear
like
about
father,
it.
Like son. All right, 800-510-8255. Chucker, what's the situation at the box office from this weekend?
No surprise, Doug. Another animated babysitter, number one at the box office, yeah. Rio in 3D, $40 million in business. All these movies that do phenomenally at the box office all seem to be animated these days. Yeah. Number two was Scream 4, $19.3 million. At the lower end of studio expectations, Dimension in Weinstein Studios hoping the film would do in the upper 20s, but it didn't. I came to on Saturday night.
What's the name? What is it? Would you say Scream 4?
Scream 4. 11 years after the last installment, I had a lot of fun watching it. It was good to see the majority of the original cast return, including Courtney Cox, David Arquette, and Annette.
All right, did you see, in promoting the movie, she's been everywhere, and somehow or other she got off onto her sex life with him. Did you see all, how he...
They were very flirtatious together.
He did really try to take a pass at her one of the nights that they were out promoting, and she said no. And she said the only thing he cares about is sex and not being intimate. So
she told a funny joke on Letterman. She said they were at Disney World, and she told him no easy pass this time around.
Right, yeah, exactly. But she said something to Howard Stern about how he wakes up every morning, and she has to, anyway. Okay.
You know, it's sort of interesting in the movie how their relationship in the movie mirrors their real-life relationship. But fans of Scream, I recommend it. I thought it was a really good installment in the franchise. I know you don't like that sort of thing, but I do. Number three, another animated film, Hop, $11.1 million, $82 million in 3 weeks of release. Soul Surfer, Play 4, $7.4 million, $20 million in 2 weeks. And The Spy Thriller, Hannah, round out the top five.
Heiner in Jackson, Tennessee. What's the name of that movie?
Spaceballs.
Yay. Have we had as much fun in any other movie? I don't know. It's a lot of fun, for sure. All right, sir, hold on a second. We'll take care of you. The good Doug Steffen prize. Chuck Curry, check him out online at DougSteffen.com and EntertainmentTodayAndBeyond.com.